Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, August 13th, 2023. And all of our broadcasts are important. They're all powerful. But tonight, we're going to cover a major trend that's been emerging for several years, but now is going straight up. Well, really two trends. Massive deaths from the so-called COVID shots. We're going to be examining that. But the fact that U.S. senators, members of Congress, governors, legislatures, European Union members of Parliament, national members of Parliament, Italian presidents, I mean, they are all coming out and saying COVID was created by the globalists, by the WEF, by the UN, by criminals that run the U.S. government for a global takeover. So you're about to see, coming up in the next segment, Senator Ron Johnson says COVID intentionally released by a elite group of people who want to take control of our lives. Then we have German MEP Christina Anderson saying basically the exact same thing, because it's true. Then we have the Eurostats, the European Union's own medical stats, with Dr. John Campbell, one of the most respected doctors out there, showing massive death increases by people that took the shots. And then we've got more scientists, more doctors. This is just insane levels of information. It's as bad as we thought it was, or even worse. It erases immune systems, eats your cardiovascular system, causes massive heart problems, blood clots, strokes, attacks the testicles, attacks the ovaries, just does all sorts of horrible havoc, has SV40 cancer virus in it, both Moderna and Pfizer. That's on the FDA's own website, gives you cancer. I mean, this is a witch's brew, a cocktail of death, and we've got to get ahead of it because they're getting ready to launch a new pandemic and a new power grab, and they admit they are. I mean, this is the ruling class not attacking us head on, but posing as our medical doctors and doing it. The average medical doctor is not a bad person. They're fighting back, but it's the big corporations, the bioethics boards, that are taking control from doctors and nurses and medical providers and giving it to the central banks, the corporations that have been programming it all through AI. Oh, the AI says you don't need an election anymore. It knows who you want to vote for. Oh, the AI will tell the doctor if you can get surgery or not. This is a technocracy. This is a nightmare system. So it'll take the next two segments to air four of these reports back to back that I just shot. But I wanted to do it in the news format so we could show you, you know, the articles, the information, the graphs, and the rest of it. And then we're going to come back with Gerald Morgan, who's a really smart guy. I've known him for years. He's the CEO of Steven Crowder's operation. We talked some about eschatology and the mark of the beast and world government that's in the Bible when I was on his show, Steven's show, a few months ago. So he just came to town, and we taped several shows. Here's the first installment. You can find them all at louderwithcrowder.com. /mug club or go to jonescrowder.com, where I'm now doing a new show once a week there. You get a free month when you go to jonescrowder.com. Support the First Amendment, support the fight, support our expansion in the face of tyranny, jonescrowder.com. But I'm going to air tonight large excerpts of the first installment, and then we're going to have some special surprises at the end of the next hour that Harrison Smith for Sunday Live takes over tonight. I'm very blessed to be here. It's terrible this has all happened, but at least we're aware and more people are waking up and we're not lying down and taking it. And that is what this is all about. So start your engines, a powerful special Sunday broadcast. And please let everybody you know and people you don't know, tune in now and please support the broadcast by getting great products that enrich and empower your life at InfoWarStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock. Superfilm Vitality, back in stock, 60% off. Double Patriot. Victory Points, 3,000 milligram CBD oil. Rebels Inn, our private label of the top brand in the country, 33% off what they sell it for anywhere. The best deals out there. By the way, most of you know how great CBD oil is. A lot of you don't. You think that's marijuana. There's no THC in it. Doesn't get you high. It just does great things for every nerve in your body and takes it next level, a real gift from God. So check it all out today. Help keep us on air. Help us expand the face of tyranny. We're fighting as hard as we can, but we can't do it without you. So please go now to InfoWarsStore.com. But
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
They are all...
Prayer is another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
Target psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by Cywar.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldier, and at the same time
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night closing.
The use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
Of the European Union Parliament warning the world that the entire COVID crisis was a premeditated takeover plan. And now they're preparing a new pandemic, even bigger lockdowns.
This whole COVID madness, this so-called pandemic, it was just a test balloon. A gigantic test balloon. Well, for what, you ask? Well, to see how far they could go. To see what exactly they would have to do to get free individuals in a free and democratic society to consent to being forced into compliance. That's what they were trying to establish. That's what they were trying to figure out. And they have figured it out. Trust me, they are much smarter now. The goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic societies into totalitarian societies. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights of freedom, democracy, the rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this. This whole COVID thing had never anything to do with public health. It never had anything to do with breaking waves. It always had to do with breaking people in order to make us a part of a mindless, malleable mass, which they can totally control, and we will be completely dependent upon this globalitarian elite. So I'm really imploring the people and all the peoples around the world, for God's sake, stop giving your democratically elected governments the benefit of the doubt. They are not deserving of that. They are not. Stop rationalizing whatever your government is doing. Stop rationalizing and come up with some good intentions. They have no good intentions. Never. As I said before, in the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite concerned about the well-being of regular people. And it isn't any different now. Why should it? Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Because I can tell you, you cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. For God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist.
It is a life and death situation that we expose what Big Pharma and the globalists have done. They're mass murderers, and they're only getting started. InfoWars can't stay on air without your support. Plus, we have great nutraceuticals that will empower your body and your immune system. Please help us keep this information on the air and reach more people today. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the incredible products we have there. Some of them discount as much as 60% and double Patriot points in the month of August. Please go now to InfoWarsStore.com and help us keep fighting. Alex Jones here with a very important news bulletin. Bombshell. Senator Ron Johnson says COVID intentionally released by an elite group of people who want to take control of our lives. Here's the clip.
It's just extraordinary to me that, the government was working with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth and has been doing so repeatedly. Why couldn't the American people know that, there were other alternatives to treat COVID? Why can't the American people know that there were side effects with the vaccine?
This is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. That's what I'm talking about. Event 201 that occurred in late 2019 prior to the rest of us knowing about this pandemic. Again, this is very concerning in terms of what has happened, what is happening, what continues to be planned for our loss of freedom. Again, it needs to be exposed, but unfortunately there are very few people, even in Congress, that are willing to take a look at this. They all push the vaccine. They don't want to be made aware of the fact that the vaccines might have caused injuries, might have caused death. So many people just simply don't want to admit they were wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're not proven wrong. We're up against a very powerful group of people here, Maria. But unfortunately, you say, what can we do? Well, we do have reporters like yourself, like John Solomon, other people that have the courage to report the truth against the mainstream media and against the narrative. But that's the only way this is going to be solved, is we need the truth to be exposed. We need more Americans to listen to the truth, to be exposed to the truth, to pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what has happened to this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but it's a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what they're doing bit by bit. They do it by increasing massive government spending, increasing the size of government, takeover of the WHO. These amendments that are coming up that are going to be voted on in 2024, the WHO, are frightening, and they really risk taking away all of our sovereignty. People have to awaken to the dangers of the moment.
This is only one story of five today of major leaders coming out and stating the fact. fact that this is an inside job, a premeditated corporate takeover of the planet and of our bodies. And I want to thank the viewers and listeners that have supported InfoWars, because we've been one of the main, if not the main, focal point getting this information out to the public and amplifying it. So I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage every viewer out there to understand the globalists are coming for control of every facet of our lives, our children, our finances. They're cutting off our energy, and they're even coming after our bodily autonomy. And that's why it's important to spread the word about the broadcast. It's important to share the articles and videos to override and basically defeat the censorship. And it's critical to get amazing products that will enrich you and your family's lives and your immune systems and your well-being at InfoWarsStore.com. I recommend something that I know you'll have a major effect with and that you'll love, and that is our 3,000 milligram CBD that you take under the tongue that does powerful things for your neurological system, for your joints, for your bones, for your immune system, and so much more. We also have a very strong topical salve that's 1,000 milligram that gives people great results. Check out the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is 33% off what the company we get it from sells it to everybody else for. They're one of the top companies in the U.S. We private label it under the name Rebels In, 33% off. And while getting this great product, you finance this operation against the globalists to tell the truth to continue on. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
European Union's own statistics, which are watered down, just like our VAERS system, so he estimates it's much worse, showing massive increases in death in every age group, not from COVID, but from the vaccines. We've got insurance company numbers, we've got other government's numbers. This is a Holocaust, ladies and gentlemen. This was done on purpose. Here he is talking about it.
This is from Eurostat. So this is the official European Union statistics, EU excess mortality from Eurostat. Now, looking down here, it conveniently breaks this up into different countries, so we can hover over and get the information. So Finland, we see 12.4% excess mortality. Ireland currently 12.16. Portugal, 2. Just over 2. Spain, 2.1. France, 3.85%, more than we would expect. Austria, 13.175, higher than we would expect. But, and this is really interesting, when we look at some of the Eastern European countries, some of the poorer European countries, again, coincidentally, some of the countries that didn't vaccinate as much for COVID, we see Bulgaria, 8.74% less than we would expect. Romania, 12% less than we would expect. Hungary, less than we would expect. We're seeing in these countries death rates less than we would expect. Now, this is what we would expect everywhere, really. This is what we'd expect everywhere. Because during the pandemic, the people that died were the people that were most vulnerable. And therefore they died a few years earlier than they would have done, and they're not dying now. So we would expect lower death rates globally, everywhere, at the moment, but we're seeing the exact opposite of that.
Think about these increases. These are bigger death rate increases than World War II or World War I. Finland, 12.4. Ireland, 12.16. Austria, 13.175, and it goes on and on and on. And we've got similar numbers here in the United States, similar numbers in Australia. This is horrifying. That's up to one in every 246 people died within 60 days of having the shot. Ladies and gentlemen, they're testing the population right in front of us. They're seeing if we're so stupid that we won't realize what's happening. That's why InfoWars, that first broke this news, 3.5 years ago is so important. That's why you're so important. They're getting ready to release new viruses. They're getting ready to have new lockdowns. But we've got a fighting chance to expose these monsters before they launch their next power grab. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com. Please share the articles and videos. And please go now so you can back and underwrite this operation to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible game-changing products at the same time, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so good for your whole body, back in stock. Super Femal Vitality, back in stock. And so many other great products like 3,000 part per million, made in Texas, CBD oil that's the best you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Please continue to back us so we can fight for you and fight for all of our families at InfoWarsStore.com. To play you a clip from a well-known prestigious doctor, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, laying out some of the latest numbers. These are hard, cold numbers. See this for yourself.
One of the big pieces of news over the last couple of days has been a Substack by a gentleman called Peter Halligan. Has been looking, he's a most experienced analyst in the financial industry, extremely used to looking at statistics and translating them into a summary statement. And this is the summary statement, and I hope your leaders are sitting down, holding themselves, because what I'm going to tell you intuitively sounds ridiculous. That's why it's so incredibly important that I say this. These numbers are best estimates at this point in time using government data for the global consequences of the clot shot in terms of death and morbidity, otherwise known as serious adverse events such as heart attack, strokes, pulmonary emboli, etc. We've been focusing for good reason on North American statistics during the last 2.5 years. But this man has extrapolated that into the total effect, negative effect, of the clot shot. And these are the numbers. Deaths, global deaths, directly attributable to the vaccine, 20 million deaths due to the clot shot, and 2 billion serious adverse reactions of the type I described. Now, these numbers are beyond staggering. To contrast that with history, vaccines have typically been pulled from the market when the last one, the birth of the vaccine, was pulled with only 35 deaths. I hope people can appreciate the scale of what is going on here. An unimaginable carnage, which isn't over.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just saw is literally the tip of the iceberg. Go to InfoWars.com. The full videos are there. We're playing them on the regular weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a covert holocaust. This is global depopulation. So please tell your friends, your family, strangers, your neighbors. If they want to know the truth, go to InfoWars.com so you can see these full reports for yourself. And please keep us on air. We're barely hanging on right now. We've been vindicated on so many levels, but the deep state is attacking us, and only you can keep us on air. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book. Get a t-shirt. Get a film. Get a ball cap. Get great supplements. Get great water filtration. Get high-quality, storable food, survival supplies, and so much more that are amazing products that will empower you and your family and will keep us on air. Check out our 3,000 milligram CBD oil made right here in Texas. The strongest out there. Does incredible things to the whole body. It's 33% off what the brand is sold in stores around the country for. We sell it at the lowest price. It's the best out there, called Rebels Inn. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It empowers you, it empowers your family, and it keeps us on air to continue to save lives. Thank you so much for your previous support. Now please support us now, because for everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design, the emergence of a new upgraded elite of superhumans enhanced by bioengineering and brain-computer interfaces and things like that. Science may enable life after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm.
Here's Harari saying, we're going to make aliens on Earth. We're going to merge the machines and be a new life form, a new ruling alien class on Earth. See, they're building the aliens. The biomedical AI merger with our flesh. The raping of humanity. It's the same story from Roswell in the late 40s. With Colonel Corso, heavily promoted everywhere by the biggest publishers, by the biggest movie makers. That was system funded. Because they don't want you to understand the full spectrum of interdimensional contact. And the fact that it's always been here. And these things actually aren't alien. They're part of our existence and part of our story here. If anything's the aliens, it's us. Put here on this planet by God. And there's these things that were already basically here. We've probably not been here as long as this thing's been here. If you really read the ancient texts of the Bible. So they don't want you to know it's far more complex and they're not in control of it. All they're doing is being demonically inspired by these creatures that will only give them Hellraiser vision. It will only give them how to have technology for evil because it doesn't like us. This is just a training camp where our father has put us here. We think we're only living on one life so that we're in this super scared position but having all these spiritual and ancestral intergalactic, interdimensional memories. It's all a giant three-dimensional real scenario war game. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want you to understand they signed on to the wrong team. They joined with the destructive force, the evil force, so they can have power during this the third-dimensional simulation. It's a three-dimensional genetic universal simulation. It's a real simulation. It's just that it's forever war. You don't die when you die. You're an electrochemical, multidimensional creature. This is only one lowest manifestation of you. You have glorified heavenly bodies. There's this first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. It's all right there for you to understand. And again, what is the heaven? A dimension. They are programming that aliens are these little stupid gray things and they want to kidnap us at night and take stuff from us. And there is some evidence for some lower level creatures. They're like a biological android. This whole big UFO thing is a distraction that, oh, the aliens are harassing our ships. The aliens are harassing our troops. No, that's the globalists with their advanced technology playing games. So they can brand contact with the angels and God as the devil. When really, we're here with the devil. We're not locking in with the devil. The devil's locking in with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, Mug Club and all you strange animals. I had the privilege of sitting down with Alex Jones to discuss the end times. Are we living in the end times that are spoken about in the Bible? What pieces are in place that make the end times even possible, whether it be Israel being in the land in 1948, the invention of satellite television for the whole world to watch the two witnesses being murdered, or maybe the precursor to the Mark of the Beast with chips being implanted right now into people's bodies? You have got to hear what Alex Jones has to say about this topic. It is absolutely fascinating. And look, all of this is only possible because of you, Mug Club. Remember, your support provides all of the opportunity for us to do this. And in fact, our show in general, which comes back August 14th. Remember, bookmark it next Monday, August 14th. We are back Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you are there. Listen, without your support, none of this is possible, but hold on to your butts. Alex Jones, End Times Prophecy, it is going to be interesting.
Gerald apologizes apologetics.
It doesn't mean that! All right, Mug Club. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us for Gerald Apologizes Apologetics. It doesn't quite mean what they say that it means. I understand that. They just do that to kind of, punk me because we spend all this money on the intros for everybody else, but not for me. That's fine. That's fine. I'll get over it. I'll be okay. Don't worry about me. I had an interesting conversation back in June with our guest today, and it was very quick on the show, and we started talking about demons and the Mark of the Beast, and I was like, huh, that's eschatology. I'm very interested in that. And so, Alex Jones, I thought I'd come down here and hang out in your world, and we could continue our conversation. I think it literally lasted maybe 60 seconds on air, and we didn't really get into it a whole lot.
Captain Morgan, you are now promoted to Admiral Morgan.
Admiral Morgan. Sitting in this chair is a little weird. I mean, it's like, huh, this is kind of a nice place. I like it. I've seen this on the air.
I love you in Steven's studio. And you got to get Steven back down here sometime.
I know. One of these days, we're going to get him in the car or maybe a little.
And we've done shows out on the street together, but never in the studio.
I remember that. You said something about bump piss, I believe.
Yes. I actually did throw up. It was so gross.
So is it just the smell of that?
Yeah, just the smell of it.
Or the thought.
And I was extremely hungover that day, too. So let's not lie. No, I mean, I'm a layperson when it comes to end-of-the-world type stuff. but I did go to a lot of church, a lot of Sunday school. I have read the Bible quite a bit. I know there's massive amounts of study. I mean, you could have 5 degrees in it and never know half of it. But my grandfather, my mother's father, was really heavily into it, studied the Bible, Daniel and Ezekiel and Revelation pretty much like 5 hours a day. He was really smart and quite the historian. He'd been a successful inventor.
Right.
A lot of other things. But last 20 years of his life, he's dedicated to studying the Bible. I remember him like breaking down the New World Order and global government. They'd have a computer and they would control everybody and you'd have to do what they said or you wouldn't get the mark. He would always explain, you don't just take it and then it's because you've taken it that you're going to go to hell. It's that taking it, you have to submit and worship and follow the whole system. So he would basically rant, kind of like Alex Jones, almost like he was my grandfather. He would look like me, just about this all the time. And I would, come and visit him in the summers. And then I moved down here when I was a senior in high school, for hanging out with him and my grandmother almost every week.
What years, roughly, what decade was this?
I graduated out of high school in 92.
Okay.
And so I moved here like in 1991. And so my grandparents lived here.
Yeah.
And he was just really big into eschatology. And so I heard a lot from him.
Well, the church used to be really big into it. And that's why I was really asking that, because back in the 1980s, I mean, there was a lot of fire and brimstone preaching. And a part of that was telling the end of the story. So let me just tell the guys listening and gals right now, we're talking about the end times. So eschatology is kind of the study of the end times. And just so you understand what that is, if Genesis is kind of telling the beginning of the story, which it obviously is, Revelation and some of the prophetic literature leading up to that is really telling you how things come to an end. And some of the things that Alex just said would have just been in the 1960s, 1950s, 40s, 1800s, you're crazy. There's no way any of that stuff could happen. But obviously we see a lot of it happening today, and so people are very interested. It's apocalyptic. Anytime you see a History Channel show that talks about the apocalypse or something like that, people tune in because they're like, oh, there's something that draws us in to want to know a little bit more. And this subject is debated quite a bit, right? We were talking just a second ago about mid-trib, pre-trib, post-trib, no-trib, whatever. There are a lot of different reasons for you to care about this, right? We'll dive into just a very basic framework of what we're talking about, and then we're going to talk about specific segments, specifically 666, the Mark of the Beast, how that's being potentially implemented today, and how you can make sure that you don't accidentally do that. You can't. That's the kind of the trick to it. You can't accidentally take the Mark of the Beast, but we're going to hit a few more points. Maybe something that most people don't know is that for every prophecy on the first coming of Christ, which that is the Messiah, that is for the Jews, that's it. Right. They were waiting for and looking for and desperately hoping for Messiah to come. For every prophecy in the Bible about Messiah's first coming, there are roughly 8 concerning the second coming. There's 8 more than the first coming. Right. So it's multiple times more mentioned in the Bible. And a lot of people don't really take a lot of time to understand those prophecies or to really kind of think through it. They do take time to go, Revelation's tough to understand. Revelation is difficult because there's all this imagery that's being used and there's all this flowery language that I don't really understand. And we'll get into why some Christians have a bit of a problem with that. But it's important for you to know, because God spent about 8 times the time speaking about the second coming than he did the first coming. And obviously the first one was a big deal because it kind of saved people. Without the first coming, the second coming doesn't really quite matter that much, because we would all be under judgment and I wouldn't want to be around for that anyway. But I guess my big question, Alex, is, why? What made you start? So you talked about it a little bit. Was it your grandfather, you said?
Yes.
So other than that, was there any influence, or was it just your grandfather's influence talking about kind of eschatology that made you dive into it a little bit?
Well, I want to be 100% clear. I mean, the New World Order has brought us the end times and has proven the Bible's right. So that's why I've gotten way more interested. I mean, growing up, we went to church on Sunday.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at Infowars.com/show, and getting products at Infowarsstore.com. We've got 3 amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, proud to label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I guess my big question, Alex, is why? What made you start? So you talked about it a little bit. Was it your grandfather, you said?
Yes.
So other than that, was there any influence or was it just your grandfather's influence talking about kind of eschatology that made you dive into it a little bit?
Well, I want to be 100% clear. I mean, the New World Order has brought us the end times and has proven the Bible's right. So that's why I've gotten way more interested. I mean, growing up, we went to church on Sundays, and then we would have Bible studies a lot of times at the house on Sunday night, but my parents led. Mm-hmm. And I could watch if I wanted to and hang out there if I wanted to. There'd not be like 20 people there, mm-hmm. but usually there'd be some other kids we'd run around outside. And we went to church on Wednesdays, and we went to a evangelical style, a pretty big church. And so I was just growing up with this as a background, and so it's kind of in the back of your head.
Yeah.
And then my grandfather, once I moved to Austin when I was in college and then have my job and already on air for a lot of years, he died about 12 years ago, my grandmother about 5 years ago, he was just constantly saying, watch, this is all going to be fulfilled. And he would get really upset when he'd see these preachers on TV setting a date. He would say, those people are deceived by setting a date. Then when it doesn't happen, that's going to make people fall away, and that's a tool of the devil.
Right.
And he was just really, he said, comes like a thief in the night, no man knoweth, it's Christ at the hour of the return. And so then I've seen the left use that when these preachers get a bunch of attention saying it's this date for like a year, that it doesn't happen. Then they say, oh, the Bible's disproven. No, the Bible says no one knows. And if they tell you they know, that person's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all there. And so the older you get, the more you know, you go, this is incredible. Like, yeah. I get chills right now. So I want to be clear. I'm not Mr. Preacher, and I'm not holier than thou. I mean, I don't tell lies on purpose, and I don't sell out to evil, but, I mean, I made the point about being hung over. That's probably why I was throwing up. I mean, I've got my own issues. I'm not perfect. I'm not on
we
some,
all do.
I'm not on some high horse. So yeah. Many people are turned off by the church because it's preaching a watered-down Bible, and it's also just attacking people individually instead of showing them the big picture. The devil's real. God's real. You better pick a side. And so people ask why I'm so much in the end times is it's here. And it's all being fulfilled. And the globalists are fulfilling it and saying the future's not human. You will merge the machines. You will submit to all our social credit scores, our ESGs. You'll be tracked in live time. The Bible says everyone worldwide will see the image of the beast talking to them at once. They'll worship it. And that's television, holograms.
Right.
I mean, it's like there's no way John on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago just made this up. There's no way Daniel just made it up or Ezekiel. And it's just all congruent, proving itself. And so if someone doesn't have the Holy Spirit of discernment, they read as much gibberish. But once you actually are, plus we're living in the time. You said something so important, I'll shut up for a minute, Gerald. And that is, in the 70s and 80s, I mean, there I was, not just going to our church, but I would also go with my friends to their church. And it was like there were all these movies and films, and people were really awake. And there's going to be a one world government and the beast system in Brussels and a beast computer.
It was actually everywhere.
It was everywhere. And then once the 90s and the 2000s, and once it all started coming true, the preachers went, whoa. Because it's one thing to say the Bible says it's coming, and then it's kind of like science fiction and really interesting. But now a lot of the preachers are like, whoa, I'm not going to scare the hell out of people, which is actually we should be celebrating and going, my gosh, God is real.
Right.
This is a warning. God gave us free will, but God also gave us a cheat sheet.
Yeah.
And so like, hey, kids, I want you to pass the test here. Kind of here's the so if you pay attention, you will. And so this is a big deal. And this is 100% real. And then I think about the experiences I had in Dallas particularly and then coming to Austin and then being around Hollywood. Which never tried to be in, but it wanted me to be in it.
Yeah.
And it was Satanism, Luciferianism, sex parties, the whole nine yards. I never got into rituals, but I was picked up by chicks repeatedly trying to recruit me into things in Dallas and a decade later in Hollywood. Austin's more new agey, not a lot of that here. But that's almost more a more creepy form of it.
Yeah.
So I've really, you know, I never fell away and said I denounced God and God is a real, I'm an atheist. But, I mean, I was in points in my life where I wasn't taking drugs, really, but I was drinking and a lot of women and, you know, and on a power trip and really prideful about how, you know, I was. And I'd say I was kind of corrupt, let's say, maybe 14 to about 20. And then I kind of rediscovered God and then the Holy Spirit much more stronger than when I was saved when I was about 10. And then literally God started talking to me and showing me things and like, and I would have dreams that came true and all these things. And I just, now I get stronger and stronger and stronger to where you talk about spiritual warfare, we'll get into it. At this point, that's all that is, you have Christ, you have Jesus, you have a faith in that.
Yeah.
You are protected, but then the devil comes after people that you love who aren't in God. That's why you've got to get them into the Holy Spirit or the devil's going to chew up your family in front of you. So that's what people better understand. This is more important than guns in your gun cabinet or storable food or water.
Right,
is
exactly.
Getting your heart and soul ready, because believe me, folks, without God, you won't be able to withstand Satan. This is going to be hardcore. No flesh will be spared if God doesn't intervene.
Right. And I want to bring something back up that you said, and I'll get to that in just a second. What you just said, no flesh will be spared unless God intervenes. There's some great quotes for us that really help us in Scripture that say that unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman watches in vain. Like, it doesn't matter. You can be as prepared as you want to be, but if God is not watching over the city, it really doesn't matter. Right? It's a bigger picture than this. But churches did get away from this, and I think maybe because they started seeing people kind of practice this escapism, right? So instead of focusing on being productive here and now, right, what am I supposed to do today? What am I supposed to do in the next 5 years of my life if by chance the Lord allows me to have those? They started looking kind of into the future, and they were so heavenly minded that they were no earthly good, is what my pastors would say every once in a while. But churches got away from preaching about Revelation and Daniel and some other topics that are very, very interesting and very important topics, because it basically gives you the opportunity to point at Scripture and go, God called that, right? in Ezekiel, when it talks about the dry bones and the nation of Israel coming back, like that's something that has to happen for the rapture to happen, for the tribulation to happen. It talks about them having a temple and having sacrifices and then having the abomination that causes desolation set up. Well, if Israel isn't a country, if Israel doesn't have the land, there is no temple, right? There is no temple right now, but it's impossible unless they're there. Well, until 1948, that was impossible. Until modern television was invented, it was impossible for us to all watch the two witnesses at the Wailing Wall. And it says that when those guys are killed because they tormented people for this period of time, just by speaking the truth and withholding rain to basically say, guys, you have to listen. Let me get your attention. No rain. Let me get your attention. Listen to God loves you. He wants to save you. They rejoice and the entire world watches them die. And then they exchange gifts like it's Christmas. And then they're brought back to life and it freaks everybody out. Obviously, if somebody was brought back to life after 3 days laying on the ground and we've been celebrating their death, it'd be a little weird. I'd kind of get freaked out, too. I get it. I understand. But none of that technologically was even possible. And so when churches don't get into this, I think they're doing a bit of a disservice to their congregations, because it's almost, think about what we have now with kind of the cancel culture, right? We're obviously both very familiar with how that works in our society. You create a vacuum. You start to create a vacuum where people go, okay, well, you're not talking about this, so I'm going to go listen to 15 or 16 or 20 other people over here talking about it, and I may not be grabbing good information, right? So when you start canceling people in our industry, you start pushing them off into the fringes, you can't easily point out the people who are absolutely out of their minds and go, you know what, don't listen to that guy. He's never been right before. The end of the world has never come. He's predicted it 17 times. And people go, yeah, you're right. I can see that. I can see that this person's not correct and not a reliable person to judge or to listen to kind of judge whether the world is actually coming to an end or not. And it actually does a disservice to people. So I think the church has done a bad job with that. Let me just lay a little bit of groundwork here. It's important that you understand this. It is not important that you debate this to the death with other believers. People tend to get into these things and go, you know what? I am a New King James Bible person or a King James Bible person, and there are no other translations that absolutely are the Word of God, and you're a heretic and you're going to hell if you read the NIV. Right? They tend to kind of draw these lines where we shouldn't.
God judges the heart. Christ only told the Pharisees up there praying in public. He said, no, you need to pray in private. It's about you and God. And I just want to be clear with people. This isn't about even the messengers here. The devil is 100% real. The operating system of the New World Order, the UN, is Luciferianism. They've got a Lucifer Trust that runs the prayer chapel in New York at the UN. I've had these people try to recruit me. And some of it wasn't just in high school or then later when I was in Hollywood. Some. It's happened since then. We're very well-known household names said, hey, we want you to go to this event in Reykjavik or this event in Switzerland, and it's new agey, but Lucifer's not really bad. We're going to call in Lucifer to fix the problems. So, I mean, I start thinking about how much of this Bohemian Grove. I sneak in there. I hear there's this ritual. They're doing a ritual to the devil under all these Canaanite names. It's like Ghostbusters or something, but for real. And I look over, and the old men are more intense than when I was in Holy Roller churches.
Yeah.
You know, because Holy Roller churches, great people are like, oh, we love you, Lord. These people are like, I mean, this is real. All I'm telling people is, I don't know if you've experienced stuff like this, but I'm telling you, if you've seen the stuff I've seen, and I know God put me in those places to see that, so I can now witness this to people, you would know that God is real. And I just keep hammering that, but what you said is critical. There's a mix. The whole rapture thing, okay, there's all this scary stuff coming, and the Bible's being fulfilled so far. People can see it starting to be fulfilled in the 70s and 80s, technology. So people go, oh my gosh, this really is happening. And then people go, oh, but we're going to be raptured, so let's just go to sleep and stop looking at it.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.